We appreciate the opportunity to be here, thankful for what we've heard and felt already. Couldn't thank God enough for even just one touch that he's given me. So, but I sure do want to do my best to thank him. Even though, you know, as vile as I am and as wicked as I was, even as a 13-year-old boy, Brother Mike, I still needed God. It wasn't like I went and shot up a bank or stole money or stole from anybody or did nothing bad like that, but I was still born into sin, and I still needed the Savior who died for it. I love it. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. Familiar scripture, you're not going to hear anything new, but as Brother Rick Coffey mentioned the other day, if you hear something new, it's probably not somebody you want to listen to anyway. So, just bear with us tonight that I can give you what God's given me. Yeah. And we'll grab a hold and we'll just ride the wave with him. So, 2 Timothy chapter number 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I served from my forefathers, with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. And when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, that which dwelt in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and am persuaded that in the, that is in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind. And you can be seated. We thank you for standing with us. But we did all of that reading just to kind of give you a little bit of a backstory. Now we know that Paul here, we all know that he initially was Saul, and that he had a hatred for the church, and he went about doing everything he could to kill or to put people into prison or to do everything he could just to stop people from talking about Christ and do what he did for them and things like that and spreading of the gospel. But here we see that we know that he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and he got changed and all these things. Well, he met a lot of people along his way, but him and Timothy got a thing about him. They had a thing about him where they just kind of came together and it just meshed, and they became good buddies, or as we would say it either way. But I want to think about it like this. He loved him so much that he said that he was beloved son. Not naturally speaking, it wasn't his natural son, but he loved him like kindred. He loved him like family. And I began to think about how in this verse, these verses of Scripture, he was trying to lift Timothy up. He was trying to give him encouragement. And he was trying to let him remember, hey, your mom and your grandma, they showed you the way. They had the unfeigned faith, and it's in you. And but I want you to know something today. I just want to stir it up inside of you, let you remember that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power and love and sound mind. But I want you to realize something today. I read all those verses to get to that seventh verse, and that word power is where God really settled on my mind, and it's been rattling inside my head and my heart for about 3 weeks now. Excuse me. It's been rattling inside of my soul for about 3 weeks now, this message has, and I've been just begging God to let me preach it. I told him, whenever you want me to preach it, I will. But I want you to realize something today. We, as God's people, need power. We don't. The power doesn't come from you and I. Do you realize that that's what he told Timothy there in the seventh verse? That God hath not given us the spirit of fear. He gave us the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. And now let me tell you something. If you're a child of God, you may have troubles in this life. You may have doubts. You may have faults. You may have failures. Oh, but praise God's name. Oh, you never have to worry about where you're headed. You never have to worry about where you're going. If you've been set up by God's love and God has been set up in your heart, much like he did with the fellow that came down from the tree. I believe Zacchaeus was his name, if I can remember. But I want you to realize something. He went to Zacchaeus' house, Brother Mike. He didn't just send Zacchaeus home. He went home with him. Oh, praise God's name for the day that we came to church. Wherever you were, I've heard of people getting saved on the highway. I've heard of people getting saved up behind their machine at work. I've heard of young people getting saved, old people getting saved, crippled people, well people, people that were out of their mind, that God had healed them. Oh, praise God's name. Oh, and it's not because of anything that we have done. Our life spells fear. Our life gives us things that we will never conquer. Oh, but praise God's name for the power that He put in my soul when He saved me and He gave me a newness of life and He gave me something to look forward to. Oh, the Bible says, how do you know that you pass from death unto life? Because you love the brethren. Oh my God, there's nothing that I can ever do. I'm not a loving person, Brother Mike. Naturally speaking, I'm kind of bitter sometimes. And that's something that I've got to deal with. That's who dealing is. Oh, but God is rich in love and mercy. And He lets me love through Him. Hey, I want to talk about those three things. Oh, we're eventually going to get to power. Oh, but I believe we need to set up some groundwork. I praise my God every day for just loving me enough to see fit, to let time go a little while so that He could find me at an altar. Oh, thank God He found me at 10 years old, Brother Mike. Oh, and I turned Him away. And for three straight years, I didn't heed the call. I ran from Him, and I had nightmares every night, and I was losing my grades at school, and I was losing my friends, and I was hateful towards my parents, and I was hateful towards everybody, all because I knew that something was wrong. Oh, and I had a spirit of fear about me. I was afraid to go to sleep at night. I would look into the sky, Brother Mike, and remember the scripture that said that the moment you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And I would look to the sky and beg not. I would beg God not to come. God, I'm not ready. I'm not there yet. I'm thinking of you. Please don't come. Please don't let me go to hell. Oh, but praise God's name. When I was 13 years old, February 26, 2006, God gave me a newness of life. And it's because He turned a spirit of fear into a spirit of love and power. And He gave me a sound mind today. Hey, do you remember? Hey, there's a fella in the Bible named Legion. And we seem to be preaching about him a lot. Oh, but I want to think about him for a minute. We all know what happened to him. We all know that he was crazy, filled with demons. Oh, but when Jesus met him, oh, the Bible, he barely got out of the boat, Brother Mike. And Legion was at his feet. Yeah. Ask, don't torment us. Don't come near us. And they begged him to let him come out and go into swine. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. When Legion met Christ, Christ changed his life. Oh, praise God's name. I'm trying to move along. Oh, but I'm just overjoyed with the fact that He loved me enough to get rid of who I was and make me who He wanted me to be today. He's still working on me. I'm not perfect. I never will be until I shed this body, this prison, this old bucket of mud that I seem to call all the time. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Someday, you and me will see Him face to face, and everything we've done in our life for God will be worth it. Why do you think He said that He didn't give us a spirit of fear? Because everything about Him is joy and love and mercy and grace. Oh, and if we're fearful people, oh, if we fear what the government will say, or if we fear what our people that are above us will say, if we fear what somebody at the supermarket might think of us, if they hear us singing a song of praise, or if we fear what somebody's going to think in church if we sing out a tune, we would be above all men most miserable. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. God put something in your heart that's worth sharing. And if we don't share it, the Bible, hey, and then wasn't Moses there? They told
days that the rocks would cry out. I want you to realize something today. Oh, I don't want somebody else to praise for me. I want God to know that I love Him. Hey, I want Him to know for myself. I want Him to hear from me that I love Him. Oh, praise God's name. You love Him too if He's in your heart. Oh, but we cannot be afraid to tell the world about what He did for you and me. There's no room for it. There's no time for it. I'm not going to stand up here, Brother Mike, and say that I'm going to put a time span on when God comes back, because I have no idea. But the Bible plainly says that we are promised tomorrow. So today is my last day. And I want you to realize something today. I want to go out praising His name no matter what God has in store for me. I just want to do it in the power and the love of His might today. Hey, I'm reminded. I began to think about some things, Brother Mike, about the power that God put in our life. And I began to think about His power. And we'll probably park here for just a minute, but we don't want to stay here. But I began to think about how we only have power because of His power. And I began to think about the book of Genesis there, where the Bible says that the majesty and the power in His voice spoke things into existence.
Yep.
Now that's power. That's love. The Bible says that He took 6 days to go ahead and create everything that we see. Oh, but on the sixth day, it said that He went ahead and stopped using His voice. Thank you, Brother Mike. He went ahead and stopped using His voice. And you know what He did? He got personal. In the sixth day, He created His greatest creation. Oh, and He spoke to it. And He began to mold it into man, the dirt. Oh, and the Bible says that eventually He made it a living soul, breathed into its nostrils. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. That it was only by the power of God that Adam was alive. So let me put it like this, church. It's only by the power of God that you and I can live and move and have our being. Oh, and it's only by the power of God that my brain remembers how to breathe. And it's only by the power of God that the spirit that lives inside of me can link up with God every once in a while and preach a message from on high. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. We all have something in our life that God gave us the power to do today. Hey. God gave me the power to preach. Oh, and I hope nothing ever takes that away, Brother Mike. I hope my voice holds out, and I hope my legs don't give up, and I hope my lungs don't stop, and I hope my heart continues. Oh, but I'll tell you this much. If I've got to go to the doctor every week and then clean up some blood from my throat from preaching God's word, that's what I want to do. Because He gave me something to do. He gave me a job. He gave me a work. And I want to do it to the best of my ability. Oh, I pride on myself in my work ethic as a human, as a man. Oh, but I pride myself so much more in the power and the job that God gave me. Hey, I'm sick and tired of people that aren't doing what God told them to do. We need to pick up the cross. We need to follow God. And we need to do what He told us to do. And that's spread the good news of His Son's saving blood. Hey, other stuff, Brother Mike, don't matter. Hey, we're not going to agree on everything. Oh, not two people in here will ever agree 100% on everything. Oh, but if we agree on the blood of the Son, I'll be in the purge for all sins. If we believe that God sent His Son to die, so that we, vile, wretched Gentiles as we are, could be part of the grace plan. Hey, we link up. And I want you to know something today. We can only do that because of the love that it's talking about in that book of Timothy. I love this church. I love these people. And I love Mike and Linda and anybody here that's under the sound of my voice. If there's anything I can do for you, I will do my best to do it because I love you. Oh, but God loves you so much more in the sense that He is in control of every part of your life. Hey, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Do you realize that the power in God's voice, it even had an attribute in Genesis? The Bible says that Adam heard His voice walking in the cool of the day. Now that's power. I want you to realize something today. And it caused Adam to see what had happened. And they hid from him. Do you remember the day when the power of God spoke to you? It came walking where you were, and it walked in every aisle. Oh, but when it got to you, it sat still, and it began to ask you where you were and what was wrong. Oh, when you had to beg and plead, God, I'm right here. I've done something. I need your help. I need salvation. Praise God's name. Oh, that Adam had messed up, but God loved him enough to make him a new coat or make him a new garment because the one that he made was sinful and it was unrighteous. Oh, but God loved him enough to clothe him today. Oh, hey, but we all know that because of the fall of Adam and Eve. That's why we're here right now. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, there's some things in the Bible that give me courage. Oh, praise God's name. Oh, that there, it's a job to do, and we need to do it. Oh, we can only do it in the power and the might of God Himself. Hey, I'm reminded, don't you know about Moses? I know Moses gets mentioned a lot from probably any preacher. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. We can learn a lot from Moses. Moses doubted in himself the power that God told him that he would have. He told him that he wanted. We know that he was on the backside of a mountain doing his own thing. Oh, and he began to look upon a burning bush that was not consumed. Oh, but the Bible says that a voice, I'm sure, that he grew up in Egypt. He grew up thinking he was Egyptian. He probably never even heard this voice before. Oh, but something about it was familiar. Aren't you glad today that when God speaks to you, it's familiar and it's loving and it's inviting because Moses began to walk towards the flame. But he told him, he said, wait a minute. Take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. Or you're on fallow ground or whatever. I can't quite remember the term. Nevertheless, God was there. And he wasn't ready. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Praise God's name. Oh, when God allows us to get close to the fire. Oh, and it's all I can do. To stand there in the awe and the amazement of God's power. Oh, but God gave Moses the power to go to Pharaoh and to tell him that God was ready to let his people go. And Pharaoh was going to get on board, or he was going to sit by the wayside. And I want you to realize something today. That's what we got to do, church. Oh, we got to look the devil in the face and say, let go of my people. Let go of my kindred. Let go of my friends, my family, my neighbor. You can't have them. God's ready to save them. Oh, praise God's name. You know the devil's going to fight. You know Bible says that with Moses' help, God led the children out of Egypt. Oh, I'm just glad that God chose to use me. Oh, and I want to be a help and not a hindrance. Oh, but it's not me that ever preaches a message. I'm just a mouthpiece. God's the one that's speaking to his people. God's the one that rescues the drug addict. God's the one that rescues the alcoholic. God's the one that rescues the people that can't get their eyes off things on the internet that they ought not to see. God's the one that rescues marriages. God's the one that comforts in the midnight hour. God's the one that's going to take us home someday. And God's the one that we need to trust today. Nothing we ever do. Oh, it would have been good enough, Linda, to get to heaven. Oh, but praise God's name. By the power and the authority of Christ's blood, we are set free. Hey, Moses. Moses was there, and all he was doing was trying to get Pharaoh to understand that God's people was leaving. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. That's our job. That's what we need to do. We need to take the power that he gave Moses and trust it. Oh, tell the people that they need to get on board or they won't escape Egypt today. We all know that Pharaoh's heart got hardened. We all know that most of Egypt hated the Jews. We all know that there was nothing about Egypt that was good. Oh, but the Bible says that some of the Egyptian people left with Israel. Some of the people heard what Moses said and trusted it. Oh, praise God's name. Not everybody's going to hear. Some people are going to get hard. Oh, but some people will decide to take the journey, and that's worth it all. Oh, that's the power and the voice of the God's voice. Nothing that we could have ever done. The only time that the power, something like that happened, was either Christ or God. I want you to realize something today. I just want to get on board with what God's doing, no matter what the cost. I began to think, I'm surely we're going to be done pretty soon, probably. But don't get up yet. But I want you to realize something today. Do you remember Samson there in the Bible? Now we all know that Samson had some flaws. He wasn't perfect. But the Bible says that his mom and dad, his mom was barren, and his dad, and an angel came to her and told her not to do certain things because she was going to bear a son. And we all know that they were told that he was going to be a Nazarite from birth. So here's the thing about the Nazarites, Brother Chester, is that they were to be set aside for a certain thing. And I want you to realize something today. The Bible said that they ought not take a razor to his head because of the vow that he was going to be taken. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Don't look at Samson as a man because you'll find fault. You'll find flaws. Oh, but look at Samson when the Bible says that God would come upon him. Oh, so much so that I thought Samson just walked around all the time and he was just this big old buff guy and that he just destroyed everything he came in contact with. But that's not right. Samson was only strong when God came on him. Samson was only strong when God was there. That's you and me. I've only got strength when my God is nearby. I've only got strength when God helps me. I've only got strength in the valley when God has taken my steps. I've only got strength in my falls when God reminds me that he's unforgiven. I've only got strength and I'm only strong when God lets me be strong today. Hey, Samson, we all know that surprised me that I had never caught that before. Oh, but praise God's name, that shows me that even me in my weak state, God sees and he loves. And God came upon Samson several times. Oh, he slew like 1,000 people, I think. With the jaw of a donkey or something like that. Oh, but the Bible says that because of his flaws, they caught up to him and he got in some trouble. So can I say this tonight, church? Let's not let the things of this world and the flaws in our life overtake us, or we'll find ourselves in some odd situations, bad situations, and our power will be gone. But the Bible says that because of a woman, he got his hair cut off, and that's where his strength lied. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Samson got one more chance. The Bible says that they plucked his eyes out and they strung him up under the Philistine, one of the Philistine structures. Oh, the Bible says that his hair began to grow and he begged God for one more bit of strength. And the Bible says that he killed more people that day than he ever had in his entire life. I want you to realize something today. Even though we falter and we fail and we find ourselves in situations that we've got ourselves into, God will still help us out. And now Samson lost his life. Oh, and sometimes we've got to pay prices, Brother Mike. And I'm not preaching that right. I'm not saying we're in a spot where God's going to make us pay. I'm trying to bring you up. I'm trying to lift you up in the sense that when we're weak, God is still strong. Any given day before the Philistines took what God gave him, he would have tore that building to pieces, probably punched it to pieces. But here he found himself weak. They strung him up, and he took down the building. Friends, sometimes we're going to find ourselves weak. That's just who we are. That's not a slight against you. It's just our nature. It's who we are. We're human. We're weak. But even in our weakness, God is still our strength. Do you remember in one of the book of Psalms, and I'm awful for remembering scripture, but it said that where God was the strength and the help in time of trouble. I want you to realize something today. No matter what you're going through, God is your strength today. The only power you got is power God gives you. I began to think, and I'm, can you come? I began to think, and here's my last thing that I need to say, I believe. Do you remember? This has been rattling around in my head for weeks. Do you remember when Paul and Silas found themselves in prison? Mike had said that they were in the innermost part. They were in, sometimes, now listen to me, I watch things on TV and stuff. I really like watching documentaries, and a lot of times in prisons, what the inner part of the prison, they call it the shoe. Because there's no windows, there's no light there. You're in confinement for 23, sometimes 24 hours a day. It is not a good place. And they were still in that place right then and there. But in the midnight hour, they found power to what? Praise.
Amen.
They didn't think, I think my dad already mentioned it today, maybe not, I can't remember. They didn't take the beating, and they didn't sour and sit on God. You know what they did? They thanked him for where they were at. They found power and
pain.
They were thankful for being in a prison. How many times have you... Sit down, Kenny. I don't guess I'm done yet. They found power. They found power in the middle of a prison house. They found power. Some of us, if we found ourselves in jail for living for God, we would just give up on it. We would let go. And we would say, God, what are you doing? Why am I here? What have you done with these men? They found power in the middle of the darkest of dark. Hey, they were in the middle of a prison. They were in the darkest of dark. Their times, they've been beaten. They've been spit on. They've been shackled up. But still in the midnight hour, they found power to praise the God that they served. Even in the worst of situations, we can find power and praise, and we can thank him for what he's going to do after we get out today.
Amen. That's right.
Do you realize that Paul and Silas, they eventually got out of prison by God's help? The Bible says that the ground shook. and the gates were opened up and the shackles fell off, they could have taken off, Brother Mike. But there was a fellow there that needed some help.
Yes, sir. Jailer. Yes, sir.
They didn't know that at the time. They had no idea that that man was at his breaking point. They found him when he had a knife to his neck. He was getting ready to take his own life. How many people, not naturally speaking per se, I can't say that, but how many people have we come in contact with that at the very end of their life, they don't know where to go, they don't know what to do, they don't have any direction in their life, and you could be the person that swings it to the right way. You could be the person that's there for them in their darkest hour because he was right there in the middle of it with them. He was right in the midnight with them. He was right in the middle of the middle of the prison with them. Oh, but thanks be to God above, he didn't have what they had. He didn't have the power of God in his life. Oh, but they did, and they were in prison to help that man find God. Sometimes we look around, Papa, at our situations, and we think, God, I'm in a prison again. How many shackles is this, God? But we don't think about who surrounds us. There was probably hundreds, if not thousands, of other men in that prison. Some of them, no doubt most of them, Brother Mike, heard the praise. And they saw the power. Maybe they didn't see it because it was in the middle of the night, but they felt the ground shake. And they heard the gates swing open. And they felt the shackles come off. All because two people were willing to praise. We want God to move in our lives. Let's praise him in the dark times. I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching with you. I'm right there. If we want God to put power in our heart and power in our soul and love in our heart and love in our soul and give us something to look forward to, we got to trust him.
Amen.
These men trusted God more than anything. They were stupid not to. So are we. But I'll tell you this much. We find ourselves in situations where we think God has just given us up altogether. But we don't even realize that we're about to help somebody. Paul and Silas probably hadn't. They may not even have seen this fellow's face. I don't know. Until maybe they got out of the prison because they told him they went to his family and all his entire family got saved.
Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, wow.
It doesn't matter who the person is. It matters that they need help.
Amen. That's exactly
it. Don't matter who you are. It matters that you can help them. You can't do nothing without God's help anyway. First, all we are, Brother Mike, is just messengers. That's all we are. But I love to tell people my story. I love. Why don't we stand? Kenny, sing. I love, love, love when somebody asks me,
but thou art
what the, you know, a lot of people, because I don't hide it from anybody. I pride myself in being a Christian. I pride myself in my marriage. I pride myself in my children. If you've ever talked to me any amount of time, those three things are the first things that come out of my mouth. I love the life that God gives me opportunities. Somebody will come to me with a question. This, where do you stand here? Where do you stand there? What do you think about this here? And I just get to open up my heart just a little bit. You may not get to spill your guts out to these people. You may just get to say one or two, a handful of sentences maybe. But Jonah spoke 8 words to an entire nation. They all over the head with it. It's not a club. It's love. And it's our power. It's our strength. And it's their strength. They just don't know it. If you need something today, what do you need? Do you need strength? Do you need help? Do you need guidance? God can give you all those things. Do you need to come closer? God can do that for you. He never told you to stop getting closer. He didn't tell Moses not to come close because he didn't want him there. He wasn't ready to come closer. When he kicked off his shoes, though, that was a representation of letting go of who he was. That was the miles that he walked in those shoes. God didn't need your miles. God just needed Moses. God doesn't care about your baggage. He knows about it already. He just needs you.
Dear Lord,
and all that other stuff. A lot of times I think even I've heard Brother Mike say that the noise of the world goes away when God comes by.
Walk with thee.
He never changes. He never fails. He's always that way.
Granted,
you want help?
Talk to him.
You need strength? Talk to him. You need guidance? Strength, you're going to have to come up and talk to God. You may not have to come up to this altar. You can kneel anywhere. You can talk to him. You can talk to him standing straight up. But you got to talk to him. You got to want strength. You got to want courage. You got to want a direction in your life. You got to want God to be in the helm of your ship. You got to want him to be the captain. I don't know how to say it. Saved how many boats in the Bible?
To my home on that bright golden shore.
He knows how to sail.
The
sea of life is no stranger to him. He's already lived it. He's already conquered it. He's already beat it. All we got to do is get on board with that. What'll you do?
Is my plea.
He's just going to finish out this right here. That's it. Go ahead.
We're
good right there.
You done interrupted me.
Sorry.
My train of thought left me.
Sorry. Well, that's all you needed, I guess. But I'll say this. You're not strong without him.
No, you're not.
You're not some Samson kind of person all the time. I wouldn't want to be. He had a lot of faults, a lot of failures. I do admire the power that God let him have, though.
Amen.
You know, I just want to be a child. That's all I ever want to be, Brother Mike. Not spiritually speaking, as far as staying a child and only being on the milk, but I just want to bask in just the fact that he loved me enough to save me. That's all I know to do. I try to thank him for other things, but I just keep coming back to thank you, God, for saving my soul. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God, for pulling me out of where I was. I hope you've got what you need tonight. Does anybody have anything on their heart they need to say or do?
Thank God for being God.
Yeah.
Brother Mark, I was hurt. Better than I did. Mom and Dad couldn't tell me that for a lot of years, but he sure did. He sure did. That's still a small boy. Broke a man's heart. That's all it took.
Amen.
Good to be here tonight, Dale. Done a wonderful job. Wonderful preaching.
Thank you. Thank God for you guys being here. You're a blessing to me. Pillar in my life. I'm sure most everybody here can say the same thing. If not all. I would hope all. Anyone else?
You're like Samson, though. He was known by the things he tore down.
Yeah.
I want to be known by the things I helped build.
Amen.
Yeah.
That changes who you are.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's what God used Samson for. But I want to be known as a help through God's help.
Yeah.
Help
yeah.
And enhance others' people's lives. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron.
Yeah.
I like to be with people that I can sharpen them.
Yes, sir.
And they sharpen me.
Amen.
Good so, joy to be here tonight.
Yeah. It's a joy to have you. Thank God. Anyone else?
We go to God in prayer.
just as well as I told Moses to pull his shoes off, that we need to set the cares of the world aside. He's a holy God.
Yeah.
Deserves all respect.
Yep.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it seems like the world is just really short on respect anymore.
Yeah. That's for sure.
You just hear things that you just never would have heard of a few years back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just commonplace anymore. No respect for anybody, let alone God. But when we go before God, and I think if we do that, we would be more earnest. And I'm speaking to myself, more earnest of going to God. And I think He would answer. I mean, we got to go with our hope.
Yeah.
Glad that He placed me with God, the holy place.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
You know, I think Samson, that power wasn't in his hair.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe that. I believe the power was in him being obedient and not letting it get cut. Because that's what God told him to do. He said, not let a razor come to cut your hair. I don't think it was in his hair. But when they let him cut, when he let him get cut, he lost that power, didn't he?
He
went against the word of God, right there. But it started to grow back. I'm thankful for that. It's good. No obedience. That's what he wants. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just obedience.
Yeah.
He's the one, it's his plan.
Yeah.
We'll just walk with him. Everything will be just fine.
Yeah.
You know,
man. Anyone else? Okay. In the way of announcements, don't forget our annual business meeting. That's the first Saturday in October. That's this coming Saturday, yes. If you have, you know, a position you want to continue to fill, or if there's a position that's open that you feel like God is leading you to fill, just put your name out there. We'll do that at the annual business meeting. But I think, Brother Jerry, if I'm not mistaken, that's the only announcement that we have, correct? Well, yeah, the Youth Day, that's this Sunday.
Fall Festival.
The Fall Festival is the 12th. That's October 12th.
Father's Kitchen.
Father's Kitchen, that's
Saturday.
The fourth Saturday. I'm trying to remember the
26th. And then we're going to have a ladies' meeting October the 11th. So
okay.
Not this Friday, but next Friday.
Okay.
6:30 in the back.
Okay. All right, ladies, don't forget about that.
City Girls Revival.
A week from this Monday. Yep. So don't forget that. If you can go out and be with them in service, by all means do so. Anyone else have anything that they want to share?
Tent meeting, Mount Zion, starts at 11.
Okay.
10th, 11th, and 12th.
Okay.
Evening.
Okay. Let's remember that. If you can go be in service there. Anyone else? All right. Well, it's our Wednesday night service. We always close out in prayer over the things in our basket. If you need to add something to it, by all means do so. No doubt there's things that have been answered, things haven't been answered, so let's continue to pray until the box. I don't want to see it empty. I just want to keep seeing people put stuff in there. So let's just continue to pray over the box. And we'll say after we go to the Lord in prayer, you're at liberty to go.
Song,
Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, just to keep. compass or one heart or one mind and one accord, Lord. Strengthen us as we do so, Lord God, that we can strengthen each other and come together in love and power, Lord God, and glory, Lord God. We hope and pray, Lord God, for the ones that are to come, Lord God, the visiting preachers, Lord God, that you give them a message, Lord, that would strengthen us and feed us, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that no doubt it's hard, Lord God, sometimes that preach to people, Lord God, in the situation that we might be in, Lord, but just let us, Lord God, just grab a hold of it, Lord God, and lead from it, Lord God, and gain strength from it, Lord, and just trust you even more. We ask you, Lord God, all these things in Jesus' precious name. Be with the ones, Lord God, that are sick and shut in, the ones that aren't here tonight, Lord God, that you'd be with them, Lord God, and give them grace and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll say you're at liberty to go. Go back, Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10:00.